adversely affect the reputation. So, Matillo, yes, no?
Motion.
Are you voting yes to seal the minutes? Okay.
Yeah.
Olmstead, yes. Dick?
Yes.
Motion passed. Starting up the other tape.
It's going. This is the public tape.
We're back in public session. Transfer station manager had a discussion about staffing levels. No decisions were made.
So, Trish will help you with revising the job description. I think we should kind of break it down by, here's the essential duties, here are the skills and abilities that are required, and here are the things that, you know, an applicant's going to be expected to learn on the job.
Yeah.
So if you can't get it till Monday, that means it's going to be, you know, late next week before we can get it posted. So you're going to be hard pressed to get anybody to do any turnover with Corey. But
I saw this coming.
Yeah, no. It's, I mean, it was very nice of him to offer to stay that long, mm-hmm. you know, to give that opportunity.
When's
but just
last day?
No, 7th of March. 2 weeks, basically. So I would say just, you know, get an update into Trish, you know, mm-hmm. with as much, many of the specifics, you know, simple things like where it says, you know, knowledgeable on all town policies and procedures.
Right. Well, that's important.
Applicable to the transfer station, right?
Right.
You have to understand. Yeah. It's, mm-hmm. There's little tweaks like that that'll narrow it down.
So are you comfortable with me advertising that job after I meet with Nate and go over the job description and stuff like that?
Yes.
Not waiting another...
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Okay. No. Nope. Go ahead.
Cool.
Okay.
You guys good?
We're good. Yeah.
Perfect.
You okay?
Quick. Yep.
Yeah.
I'm good. quick update on the container.
Oh, yeah.
They have got their first check. Sunday, they said they were coming Monday, so Sunday I cleaned the road down to the container because they were coming Monday. So I did all that and got a text saying we won't be there till Thursday or Friday. So they're in the process. It's moving along. But this is the game we seem to be playing.
At a snail's pace.
Mm-hmm. And by the time we get to that point, road bans will be on. I'm just saying.
Okay. Thank you, Nate.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Nate.
Have a good evening.
Okay, you too.
Moving on to old business.
I do want to just mention that the one time Doug Surrett was able to pop in, it was literally like the one time last week that I was just like, I cannot talk to him. So the tree warden thing is still sort of on the fence. I did talk to Guy today because he called and he asked me about it, and I said I'm planning on it for the next meeting and I'll let you know if it's on the agenda, and he's still very interested. Okay. So
did Doug give any, I mean, the fact that he came in...
I don't know. I don't understand why, like, I don't have his phone number, and, like, I've tried to find him. I can use other methods to find him, but I don't know if, you know, that's the best use of everybody's time.
No. So I was just,
Do you know him personally? No.
I met him.
Who knows him?
Well, he was a recommendation from the previous tree warden.
Brad Crosby knows how to get
Steve. Him.
Brad Crosby knows?
Doug's on the conservation.
If not, call Steve and ask Steve if he knows his phone number. Steve Ober.
Brad will know how to get hold of him.
One of them should know it.
Okay. So.
Okay.
And it just so, I think it was a busy time. Like, there was weather, and, the past couple of weeks, seemingly, it's one of those things. So that's what I have, I guess, for old business, a little update.
Okay. Town Administrator's Report.
Yeah, so in front of you is our, that's our town report. There is going to need to be a supplement for the voters when we, because there our financials are not back yet from our auditors.
Oh, okay.
We're still working on a few things, cleaning up some stuff for them. So our audit information isn't back yet. And I also am still working on the DRA, with the DRA in the portal, and I've gotten it all set to go and back for review.
For the 737?
On the MS 737. And then I started working on it again, and then I realized it was 437, and I had to stop.
Okay.
I think we should take a look at these. Because I think probably next week we should.
It needs to be in last week.
Yeah, well, I mean we should decide who's going to talk to which ones.
Oh, to the articles.
Oh, to the articles.
Oh, yeah.
To the warrant articles. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, we should look at the warrant articles and be prepared to discuss who's going to talk to which warrant articles.
Gotcha. I thought you were talking about the whole thing.
No. Just the warrant articles.
So if you're okay with that, then I can I put it on the website?
This?
Not like that, but in regular form.
I would
wait.
Hold it till we get the
actual
printed.
Okay. Do you still? I can still put the budget, the guide to the warrant articles on the website.
Yeah.
Are you okay with that?
I don't see any reason not to.
And like the okay, yeah. They are the DRA did. There was one warrant article that they had me change the language just a bit. The one going into the employee trust the one for the buildings. The $175,000.
Okay. Yeah.
Just nothing of substance, just of the word, the way it was worded to keep it the same wording as everything else, is what she said.
To keep
looks
it
the same, but
following a set pattern. Okay.
So there weren't any substantive changes, just that's wording.
Okay.
Now we just have to make all the boxes turn green. We just got one left. So that's pretty much all I have. We've it's been pretty busy here.
How is this every 2 weeks working out for you?
I mean,
is
I
it
like
helping?
It.
Is it helping you with your workload and not having to prepare every week?
Yeah, not doing the minutes has been really helpful. and it's just, I think it's just a busy time right now in general. And we want to make sure, I think, we're working a lot with the town clerk because she's got that same concern that we want to make sure that everything's right because it's both of our first time. So we're trying hard to get it all done.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, and then I guess...
I'll say, if you need, you know, if there's anything that I can do to help, come in and work and do something, let me know.
So I do have, I know I was reading through my notes that you guys wanted my, like, the performance evaluation. This is what the previous people were using. Yep. So I didn't do a PAF because I know Tom told me to do a PAF for myself, but I didn't do one for myself because you hadn't done the evaluation, and that was what was written down in the thing that I signed back in July.
We took several months to modify the performance reports to come up with this one.
Yeah.
And the department heads were involved in this and everything else, so this is the one that we've been using lately.
Okay.
And it worked out. It's worked out pretty good so far. So.
And I can email you that if you want it.
Yeah.
And then you guys can.
And then we can be.
Is that the one that's in the personnel policy?
Oh, I only have the one. I don't know. It was in an Excel sheet, so I don't know what was in there for appendices.
But then we can discuss it next week or next meeting. No, that's not this one. That's different.
Something else to update.
Welcome to mine. You know, this one, we've been using this one for about a year now.
Yep, so, looks like it.
A little over a year, maybe. So if you could email this to us, then we could put something together and discuss it next week,
yep.
On next meeting, so that we can get her performance report done.
Then you'll be stuck with me. Think.
It goes both ways.
Closely.
We're not stuck with you. You're stuck with us. You're not going anywhere.
Okay.
We know where you live.
No, you don't.
We will hunt you down. That it?
That's it for me.
Okay. Moving on, select board reports. I didn't have, my meeting last week was canceled. Mm-hmm. Both meetings were canceled, so I don't have anything.
Fine.
Tom?
So Conservation Commission didn't get canceled. So they're moving along on a couple of projects. The trout thing with the school is going really well. They didn't have a chance, I guess, to get the paperwork in, but they are going to have, they had the resignation, or they had a resignation, and I don't think they submitted that either, did they? From the Conservation Commission. We did that last time.
We had a resignation from the Solid Waste Committee last time. Who resigned?
Sarah Fox. Anyway, so they have an opening for a full-time member. So the commission voted to elevate Dave Perry, who's an alternate, to the full-time.
Oh,
so,
I did get that email.
So we'll get that form in and get him in place.
Voted on, appointed.
Yeah, he's been on for a little while
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
He's very involved. I did bring up the Belknap County projects just to make sure they're aware of it. Brad had been involved back in the beginning, and everybody was very interested in seeing that move forward, so that's good. And then we had a relatively short meeting of the Building Construction Committee right after our last meeting. That's the last one until the beginning of March. We had a couple of members who were down in Florida for a few weeks. So for town meeting, the Building Committee didn't have any intention of presenting anything, but if it comes up, like during the article on the life safety building,
yeah.
You know, they're ready to be recognized.
They're prepared
if they, you know, anybody,
discuss it.
Yep, and if anybody wants to know, you know, there they are. they'll be there. That was about it.
I was approached by, I can't think of her name.
No.
We had talked about that. I got in a phone call about like a neighborhood helping like seniors type program. And I believe that there will be a group starting up, and they were just looking for a little bit of guidance from the town.
So there's a couple of things going that have kind of started on their own. One is an informal, it started as a Facebook group, but a way of, you know, if somebody needs help with something, hey, you know, they need somebody to come over and shovel, or they need, you know, some stairs fixed or something, they could ask.
A ride, something like that.
Yeah, so that's going on. And then I was talking to Jackie Bonafide at the elections, and she's part of a group that's looking to for lack of a better term, kind of put together a local Angie's list of services and
contractors
that if people need something, they know who to go to. You know, here are people who have been recommended by other residents, you know, for certain jobs, and also some of the public service stuff, you know, where you go to get help with this and help with that. And not to take away from the things that Melanie does as the overseer of the welfare, you know, this is kind of the next, these are things that don't rise to the level of her support in public warfare. Well, public warfare, yeah. Public welfare. But you know, just a way to help people know that these are the right places to go to get information and help.
Catch the in-between people so that they don't get dropped out and lost.
So they both sound like they're, you know, they're just very community-minded people that want to help. So I know Jackie said she's going to try to get on our agenda.
She did come in, and she gave me a really cool book about different ways to help seniors and stuff like that. And she's working with I don't know what her exact title is, but she's like the senior or aging liaison for the Partnership for Public Health. Her name is Carissa, and she lives actually in town. So she's very eager to help, I think, and she's got a lot of, you know, resources that she can help out and get information for. So I told him that. She's like, well, we can come in after town meeting. And I said, okay, that'd be great.
Now, are they looking at targeting just San Bertrand?
Yeah, this is all local.
Yeah.
You know, and she was like, even doing something potentially where, you know, not doing like a Meals on Wheels to different homes, but having like Meals on Wheels come to like one place and have everybody having like a...
Yeah, Jackie had talked about, can we have like a multi-generational luncheon, you know, once a month? You know, putting it on the town,
right,
but,
right.
You know, can they do something like, you know, use Lane Tavern once a month to have a social?
Yeah, this would serve two purposes. It would serve the getting them a meal. It would also get them out for a social event.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and connecting older and younger residents. You know, a lot of young people don't have anybody to talk to.
Right.
You know what would be nice is if we ever get Old Town Hall fixed up, that would be a perfect place for something like that to go on.
I agree.
So anyway, they have a lot of things they're looking at, and it's all very positive. So
speaking of Old Town Hall, triggered my mind. I've been on the phone with Irving a couple of times this past week. And they've now updated the schedule for the propane delivery at Old Town Hall to every 2 weeks, just to make sure that, because it ran real low.
After the election
day. I believe it was probably close to nothing.
Yeah.
And I was like, that cannot happen. I'm like, this is ridiculous. You guys need to figure it out. I'm unimpressed. I'm letting everybody know that, like, we're not impressed with this. Like, they were here last Friday asking why there was two hookups to the life safety building. I'm like, why don't you already know the answer? You were here. You've inspected this building. Like, this is not something that we need to be answering right now in February. Get it together.
There was one other thing. So we
were...
No, it was good. We got a complaint from a resident about the plowing on Knox Mountain Road. That, you know, it's from Karen Bordeaux, She said she tried to talk to Johnny about it. Wasn't satisfied with that conversation, so she sent it up to us. And they believe that the plow driver is going too fast, and it's caused chatter on the blade, which has now dug holes in the road. So it's a washboard. And they're concerned about the damage to the road and also about any potential damage to the truck. So I drove up Knox Mountain Road, and it's rough. And then I drove up Philbrook and Colby and Cram and Perkins and something else. And they're all in about the same condition. It's been a pretty rough year. We had that really warm period. Mm-hmm. We had some melting. We're seeing a lot of frost heaves in places, even on the paved roads that haven't had them in the past.
I know you were just out having fun with your sheep.
Yeah, in four-wheel drive. And I talked to Nate, because Nate's been plowing Knox Mountain for the last few years when he was doing it as a hired snow removal. And he actually did it, not this most recent storm, but last week, the storm we had, because the other driver was out sick. And his opinion, having been the guy that's done it that long, is that it's just the road condition. He's seen the driver. He said you can't really go more than about, if you go over 15 miles an hour, you start getting snow up over the blade and onto the cab. He said, so you're really doing it about 10, which is the reasonable speed. I talked to Johnny about it. They requested that somebody else, like Roy, go out with the driver, but Johnny's the highway director. So he rode with him, verified that he's doing it properly. I even drove, Bennett's Ferry is one of the other ones that the same driver does. Yep. And that one's actually, even though it's flatter and straight, where you would think somebody would go faster, it's in better shape. And I think it's got more to do with the hill and the issues we had with the runoff and stuff this year. But I think everybody's looked at it. I don't think they'll be happy with the outcome, but end of the day, Johnny's the we pay him to be the highway director. He took it for action. He went out and checked on it, and at least everybody's aware of it. But I think it's just a rough year this year with the gravel roads.
Okay. That it?
Yep. That's it. Really it.
I need to take a quick break for a second.
You want to start signing while?
Sure.
Get that moving. Get your pen ready.
Did you have any updates? No. I had Peg separate these out because the other day I think this is it. There's no checks in here.
I thought I saw some in here. No, just the bills.
No, these are checks. Thank you. Payables? Is it the payables?
It's A, yeah, but you don't sign all of these, right?
May not be any of the.
What's the level that you sign? At what point?
Is it 2,500 now or something?
No, no, no.
Yeah. I'll give it to him.
Get a head start on the signing moves.
I meant to say that, but I was hoping you would.
What's the level of check that you guys have to sign? I don't know why these are separate. That's the only one I'm asking. Or did you just sign the entire register?
We don't have to sign these.
Okay.
Yeah, those are.
The only checks we have to sign is anything over $5,000.
Oh, okay.
Which is why there was nothing in.
Yeah.
What's that?
These are. Oh, this is reimbursement.
Yep. Thank you. I would have preferred the lasagna over being at the airport.
We don't have any other checks to sign.
We had an agreement when we hired Trish. Well, it's my fault. When we hired Trish, we had an agreement. We hired her a certain salary. After 6 months, she would automatically get a pay raise.
Yep.
Remember?
After her review, which we haven't done.
Yeah, the review we're going to do next week, and then at that point we can do a PAF.
To the six, that's back to the 6 month.
It'll be retro, don't worry.
Back to the 6 month date.
I'm not worried about it.
Oh, good, then we don't.
She didn't listen to you, and she didn't do a PAF, so we can't.
No one listens to me.
I listen to you, that's why I'm smiling.
Is that it for signatures?
Apparently.
We don't have any correspondence.
I have some minutes.
Yeah, well, that's the next thing on the agenda is to.
Correspondence, what do you mean?
Do we get any letters or cards or anything like that?
No, but you know what? Thank you for reminding me because I was told that a previous employee passed away. And her name is. She was the previous town clerk tax collector deputy.
Yeah. She used to be the deputy before
Jane or Marla.
Yeah, before Jane.
So I didn't know if I can grab a card and then, or there's cards in there.
Yeah, there's
if
cards
you'd like
in
to
here.
Send, assign it and then I can have it sent out if you want to. I was told to ask you.
Yeah, you're right. I did see that. Both of those.
you'll fill in the appropriate name and everything on there, and the address?
Yes.
Okay.
Was he updated?
No. No, those are the straight up draft minutes.
Is this for February 5th?
Yeah, and then there was,
yeah, there was also a...
The non-public ones.
The non-public, yeah.
Which were, there wasn't a whole lot. But there were some changes.
Have we already, no, we haven't already voted on this one.
No.
No.
I'd make a motion that we approve the Samberton Board of Selectmen minutes for January 24th, 2020. With any corrections?
Second.
Anybody have any corrections? Everything looked good to me. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstaining? Ayes have it. Motion carries. You want Tom to sign them right now?
Sure.
Okay.
No, you put those on the website? Non-public minutes? Or they just go in the vault?
Non-public.
Since we didn't, but we didn't seal these.
If we didn't seal, okay. If we didn't seal them, then
hiring Sue.
No reason not to put them on.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if they're.
Yeah. And I would make a motion that we approve the Samberton Board of Selectmen minutes for February 5th, 2020, with any corrections.
I'll second.
Did you?
Yeah, so I...
You already sent them in to her?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we got everything.
Give that to Tom.
This can't be the right one.
Oh, all those in favor? I thought I did that.
No, we just...
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstaining? Ayes have it. Motion carries.
So that last thing you just approved is what?
That was for
I got the minutes already, and then
no,
you
this
did
is February. The minutes from February 5th.
Fifth.
We have two sets.
February 5th.
Oh, 2020. Two sets. Oh, okay.
We had two sets of minutes to.
I was duplicating my effort here.
Nope. Yeah, this that was the non-public we just.
So the first one you did was what dated?
It's right there at the top.
January 24th is the first one.
Yep. And then we just did February 5th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You did a nice job with the mail.
Thanks.
All righty. Anybody have anything else to bring up?
Well, we're meeting in 2 weeks.
Right? If not, then...
Yep, the 4th.
Next fourth meeting?
March.
4th of March, yep.
Yeah. Yep. Okay.
Take a motion.
Oh, the
moral majority.
Royal opposition. Makes a motion that we adjourn.
I'll second.
Non-debatable motion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstaining? Ayes have it. Motion carries.
8:05.
We are in adjournment at 8:05.
Okay.
Very good.